What's up, everybody? Darrell Brown here. I'm the head wrestling coach at Newberry College.
Brian Blanton, the associate head wrestling coach.
Cy Wainwright, former head wrestling coach and alumni here at Newberry College.
Hey, welcome to the Pack Leader Podcast. Appreciate you joining us today. We're here with this Pack Leader Podcast for a couple reasons. Traditionally, I send out a newsletter to all of our supporters, our alumni, our fans, just to keep you plugged in with what's going on with the program. But in 2021, what is almost 2022, we definitely think a podcast is a delivery method that's more efficient for everybody that wants to keep up with Newberry Wrestling. And so that's kind of how this came about. Also, we called it the Pack Leader Podcast. Me and Blanton probably went back and forth for 3-4 weeks, would you say?
At least.
Trying to figure out a name for this podcast, and we ended up coming up with Pack Leader because we want to highlight the leaders of our program. You know, up on this wall, there are tons of leaders that have been passed and tons of leaders that are on our program right now, whether it be on the mat, in the classroom, in our community, and we want to highlight that and what's going on with Newberry Wrestling. But we also want to keep you guys plugged in with what's going on with us on a day-to-day and a week-to-week basis.
And also, it's a good opportunity to touch base with some alumni and people who have gone off and been successful and become leaders in their community, whether it's, you know, being a CEO or, you know, starting up their own business or just crushing it with whatever they're doing. You know, we've got Jake Elkins running his own wrestling clubs. That's probably the most direct link to what we do. But, you know, lots of other guys doing big things. So just guys who have left the program and gone on to be leaders elsewhere, sort of tying that leader theme in as well.
Right, for sure. And we'll get to it a little bit later. But, you know, who better to have on the show than our former leader, Cy Wainwright, who was here, you know, no shortage of accolades in terms of being a wrestler here at Newberry College and in our community, but also as the coach here. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But before we do that, I want to just kind of recap you guys on what's happening. Last week, had, I would say, a pretty disappointing performance against Belmont Abbey. I think that might have been our first loss to them in, what, 10 years? Something crazy like that.
At least. I think I saw something on Twitter they posted.
Ever? Okay, ever confirmed.
Yeah.
Definitely. So that was disappointing. But there was some positive to take away from that. You know, all of our nationally ranked guys between Shoop, Evans, Caleb Spears, they all went out there and got it done. Shoop started off the match strong with us with the pin. And then Will Evans came out. I believe he was just shy of the major. And then Spears also went out there and got the major decision. So they held that national ranking that they had, as well as the rankings that they have in the conference. Surprise performance-wise, I think at 197, Caleb Haven surprised us all. He had one of the most exciting matches of the night. And as a true freshman, you know, I couldn't be more pleased with the effort. He didn't win, but the effort that he went out there and showed and demonstrated was huge, I believe.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I think part of the issue is there was a huge, exciting moment there towards the end, and with the intensity over at the score table, a couple extra points got accidentally thrown up, and Caleb looked back to see if he got back points because he couldn't hear the official. So when he saw extra points, he thought he was good and cut the guy. Ended up being an unfortunate mistake, no one's fault, just a crazy sequence of events there. But it ended up, you know, like you said, if nothing else, we saw what we have there at 97. A lot of horsepower, a lot of effort, great kid, fun to watch, and once he kind of figures things out a little bit, he'll be exciting.
Yeah, and he's from my neck of the woods too. Shout out Kershaw County, Wolf area. So that's good too. But then we hit the road. We traveled to NC State this past weekend. Traditionally, we go to that tournament because it's a barn burner. It's a lot of Division I tournament competition out there. I think we were one of only four Division II teams that were out there. So a lot of tough kids from Campbell, from NC State, from Duke, from Chapel Hill. And we definitely hit our fair share of competition. And so it's good to go and see where we're at and how we stack up against those guys. I've been asked a couple times since we got back how we did. I said there was a lot of good, a lot of bad, and a lot of ugly. But one of the standout performances, I would say, came from Evan Kerrigan. He beat pretty handedly NCAA Division II qualifier Riley Billings. I think the final score was 9-4, 9-3. I don't have it in front of me, but a solid win over that opponent right there. And ultimately, you know, showed that we got some things to maybe figure out at 125. So because we have a returning national qualifier at 125 in Zach Shoop as well. So it's good to see that those guys, you know, I believe iron sharpens iron. They're in the room battling, making each other better. So that's good problems to have.
Absolutely. And we, you know, a little bit of surprise. Some of our studs, you know, ran into some hammers early, but we had a couple guys that maybe would be considered backups or even guys that we know are redshirt and they're wrestling unattached who actually showed up and had a decent performance. I know after last week's performance against Belmont Abbey, Trevor Mansfield, not the hottest start, but then he came out this weekend, won a few matches. That was good to see. John Parker, he's redshirting this year. He's an older guy coming into school, having been a Marine. Wrestled at the Citadel Open, had a tough go there, but then came back and went 2-2 this week, so that was good to see from him. And kind of a similar story, some of our younger guys stepped up and beat a couple guys. So it was, like you said, some good, some bad, some ugly, but some positives for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Those red shirts that went out there, and all you can pick guys all up and down the lineup that showed notable improvement from Wednesday, which is, before we broke it down and got our prayer before, that first whistle blew, that's what we said we wanted to see. We wanted to see improvements on the things that we've been talking about, post-Belmont Abbey, and I was pleased to see that we saw that. We'll get into what we got coming up here at the end of the show, but we definitely want to introduce Cy Wayne right here, who's with us, and we want to get into a little bit about how, he came to Newberry and share a little bit about his story. So, Cy, if you want to just introduce yourself, and most of the world knows who you are, especially in the wrestling community, yeah. But for those who might not be familiar.
Well, yeah, I originally from Green Cove Springs, Florida, grew up there. High school wrestling coach, high school football coach basically told me that I needed to wrestle to be a better football player, and I did that and started wrestling as a sophomore and then didn't qualify for the state tournament, and then my junior year won a state championship and my senior year won a state championship. So after that, I went and played football at Bethune-Cookman University, go Wildcats. Alvin Wyatt recruited me down there and ran the veer option offense, double wing, and he thought he liked the way I blocked. And a lot of it had to do because of my footwork and hand placement with wrestling, and went down there and tried that for a year and decided that I wanted to get back into wrestling as I was coaching at Port Orange Atlantic High School, and coached a kid named Charles Simmons to a state championship, and he was getting some looks from some different schools and threw my name back out there. And once I got back out there, I realized I think I want to do this, and Newberry was actually the school that I wanted to come to and actually signed without ever visiting. So nice. Talk about life like a box of chocolates. Right? So, I ended up coming to Newberry and spent 4 years here and graduated in 2009 and was a couple-time All-American and won a national title in 2009, part of the national runner-up team.
Nice. Now, post-Newberry, you bounced around a lot. Kind of tell us, for people who don't know, kind of what that journey, connect the dots from when you left here and graduated and kind of where your GA was and then how you ended up back here.
Yeah, so graduated in 2009, sent some emails out to some people and had some opportunities to be a grad assistant at the University of Wyoming with Mark Branch, and then Corey Ruff at Lindsey Wilson was starting their program, and then Steve Costanzo at St. Cloud State, and went and saw all three and decided that St. Cloud State's where I wanted to go. Got my master's up there for 2 years and kind of got in at a great time with the revitalization of the program up there. Steve's done a great job and took a program over from Coach Steve Grimmitz, and who's a full-time football coach and head wrestling coach, so just kind of double-dipping everywhere. And Steve's done a phenomenal job and got in early and left St. Cloud in 11 and became a head coach at Benedictine College in Kansas. Started the program there, was there for a year and 4 months after our first tournament. We went to the Dan Harris Open at Baker and had four champs and seven placers. And Coker called me on Monday and was like, hey, we wanted to make you our head wrestling coach. So I left that following Monday and relocated back to Hartsville, South Carolina, started that program from scratch and was there for 4 years. And at the time of 16, which was probably the best season Coker's ever had,
nice.
I had an opportunity to come back here and come home to Newberry and be the head coach, and I've been here ever since.
Nice. A lot of people don't know, when you were at St. Cloud, you actually coached against me. Well, when I was an athlete, because I still had a couple years of eligibility left, you were in the corner.
Coaching. I was. Yeah. And my roommate wrestled Blanton, and I mean, I could have had opportunities to wrestle Blanton, but Blanton was a little bit better at those weights where we weren't as good at. So.
Yeah. So, and then when you went to Coker, I'm sure that was a tough conversation to have with your team. Having to let them know you have to go on that short notice like that, right?
Yeah, anytime you make a transition like that, that's always the hardest part. You know, the kids, you're selling them yourself, you're selling them their future, and you're part of that, tangibly, intangibly. So it makes it tough sometimes, and most of them understand, and I still have relationships with a lot of them, so it's kind of a enriching relationship in that regard, but it's tough. It's just never easy to do those type of things.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, obviously for people that don't know, you know, that's I'm just going through that very similarly myself, having just started here this last month on October 1st, I believe was my first start date. Definitely was tough to say, you grow these relationships with student athletes. And when you leave, it's just tough to say goodbye because you form such strong bonds with them. But it's just a part of life, and you're kind of in that transition period as well. So just share a little bit about kind of, you know, what you're doing now as you transitioned out, and just kind of how you're going to stay involved with the program.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been teaching at Newberry. I've been teaching actually for about almost 10 years now at the college level as an adjunct professor. And something that's just basically I do on the side because my undergraduate's in education. I love teaching. I get more enriching relationships with students. And not to say that the athlete relationships aren't enriching, but just more of a campus-wide approach. And I've always taught him between 2 and 3 classes a semester. And it's an opportunity for me to make that segue to move into a full-time professor role along with an assistant to the AD role here at Newberry. So I'm pretty much going to be involved from an administrative standpoint as far as a lot of things go, as far as life skills, student success, enrichment, that type of stuff. But then as far as wrestling goes, I'll be involved in doing anything from broadcasting to traveling to coaching to sport oversight, and also just another guy to bounce ideas off of. You know, it's tough right now when I have 2 little ones at home and to be at practice every day, but when I can make it, I do my best to make it, and just to be involved in any aspect I can be.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and he'll definitely be helping out with the podcast as well. We kind of roped him into doing that too. So we'll have him helping out with the Pack Leader podcast on a month-to-month basis whenever these episodes come out. Next up, after now that we're done with Belmont Abbey and NC State, we go back to King University, which will be a little bit awkward for me, seeing that was the school I was at previous, you know, for here. But we wrestled them on Saturday, the 20th. And then on the 21st, we'll wrestle in the King Open as well. So just kind of wanted to give you guys a little perspective and what to expect there. At 25, like I said, we already got we split wins there. We took a loss, but also picked up a win at 125 with their starting 25, Riley Billings. And then other notable matchups, I think, that we can expect to see some tough competition would be at 57.
Absolutely.
They have Dallas Boone coming back. He's a 2-time junior college All-American, but we also have an All-American coming back, NCAA All-American. And Will Evans took 7th, 8th last year.
Yeah, took 8th. He'll throw the kitchen sink at you. He's fun to watch. You can always expect some fireworks, and they usually come early. Sometimes they come early and often. Those are the matches that are a little less hectic and a little less stressful, but he'll come out of the gate usually with some fireworks, and he does a decent job keeping a little bit of pressure on and tries to pull out a win. If we could teach to pin somebody, it might not be so bad, because he finds a way to get people on their back, but he also likes to let them up. And I'm not a fan of that.
But yeah, and I think I was in the corner for that match too, and it was a lot of fireworks. It was like a 9-8 victory, and yeah. A set of back points sealed the deal there earlier in the match, because Dallas came out a little bit aggressive. It was like, oh, I have a freshman. Like, oh, yeah. Let's just see how this goes. And Will's like, not so fast.
Yeah, and classic Will Evans. We, you know, yep. Sent him some feet flying. So that'll be a fun one for sure at 157. I also think, you know, you can expect them to make some adjustments at 25, just backing up. You know, they've seen what we got with both our 1 and 2 guy there. So we can expect some adjustments on their end there. But I feel confident with what we have there as well to go out and get the job done. Some other notable matchups, you know, I know they're tough at 65 as well. They have a returning sophomore coming back who had a pretty solid performance at the Super Region 2 qualifier last year. And so Nolan Wheeler, he'll definitely have his work cut out. But he's one of the guys that I've been seeing improve in real time. You know, anything you tell that kid to do, he makes an instant adjustment. And so he's getting better match to match. You can literally see every improvement that you give him.
Oh, absolutely. He's like a sponge. And he's such a good wrestler in terms of how he takes that information and translates it into results.
Yeah.
And it's almost at times you wonder, like, how is he so good at this, but he's not just already way better.
Right.
You know, because he does a great job. Every little pointer we give him, every little adjustment, I mean, he makes it right on the fly and does a great job. And he grasps everything we show him.
For sure.
And then this weekend also, too, will be a unique perspective for you, because – scouting reports should be easy.
I mean, right.
It's unique. It's unique because I've been in those predicaments too, where when I was a GA and being at St. Cloud, first year removed, and we wrestled Newberry at National Duels, and it was like there's an ethical dilemma, a moral process that's going to come in your head where you're like, this is what he likes to do. Yeah. This is what he doesn't like to do. This right. is where you want to be at, and you have a job to do. And so sometimes relationships get put on hold yeah. for 6 or 7 minutes,
nothing
and
personal.
Then you figure it out.
Right, right. Nothing personal. And I'm kind of bouncing all over, but just as things come to me, talking about people who will have work cut out for themselves, you know, they will have a return in NCAA All-American at 141 pounds. And Christian Small, he just took fifth also at the NC State Open. So Devin Moore, who is nothing short of a ball of talent. I mean, this guy can score in any position, super explosive, super fast. He'll have his work cut out, especially particularly on the mat and in the scramble situations. So you can look for us to make some adjustments there, but that will be a tough one for us. Also, looking up the lineup, you know, I think matches that we feel very strongly about, I would say Caleb Spears, he's pretty consistent.
Absolutely.
In terms of what you're going to see from him in neutral and on his feet. And then at 97 in heavyweight, I also expect us to go out there and get it done as well. So we got that. After that King Open, we'll turn around and wrestle in the King Open. After the King Open, we give the guys off. We'll have a couple days of practice, and then we give those guys off for Thanksgiving break and just to rest up and heal up any kind of injuries and wounds we have. And then we'll come back that following week on Monday and get back to training. Now I just want to take a few minutes. We finally got our Newberry Wrestling Camps all set for June 25th, so be looking out for that information on social media, June 25th through July 2nd. There'll be 3 or 4 camps you can choose from between a Tough One Top camp, Takedown camp. There'll be duels, so kind of something for everybody depending on what you're looking for. We'll get that information out to you on social media. But we also want to take a second to thank our Pin Pool members. We have, I want to say, 144 people that have pledged to our Pin Pool this year. And we're at about $255 in pledges, with 2 recent pledges that came in from some alumni, Josh Whitelock and Duddy, who wants to be referred to as Duddy. they're now on the Pin Pool as well. And so we definitely want to give a huge shout out to you guys, because that really goes a long way in terms of supplementing our budget, helping with things we like recruiting, travel, and just keeping the program going so that we can go out and get that high level competition that we need in order to succeed. And lastly, if you haven't followed us on social media, please go find us on Instagram, find us on Facebook, and find us on Twitter.
Absolutely. Just, you know, again, shout out to those Pin Pool members and the camps. Just to clarify, so the individual camps will sort of be the first part of that week, and then we're going to finish up with 2 or 3 days of duels, correct?
Correct.
So if you're an individual wanting to get that one-on-one time, or, you know, fine-tune some technique, it'll be close to that June 25th date, you know, the first few days, and then close to that July 2nd date is when teams, you know, if you're a high school coach, whatever, that's when we'd be looking for you guys to bring your team down. And we've always had a really strong camp and great duels, lots of competition, lots of good wrestlers here from lots of states. A few years ago, we had a team from Michigan, teams from Virginia, Florida, all size connections, got connections all over the country. So we get lots of people rolling in for that. But that'll be a really good event. Lots of good things are usually said about that. Lots of high-level competition at the high school level. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yep. Look out for that information this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next month for the Pack Leader Podcast. Hey, Wayne. Yeah. My dude, Jacob. Yeah. Come on. Now, if you're going-